This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I might shock you with this podcast by sharing with you one amazing thing that the vaccine industry got right. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, very often cited vaccine critic, well, critic of the current practices of the vaccine industry. But I almost never get a chance to get past the problems of vaccines, like, oh, they put mercury in them, you know, or aluminum, or MSG, or formaldehyde, or squalene, or other chemicals. I never usually get a chance to talk about the one amazing thing that the vaccine industry got right. But to understand it, you actually have to learn about the history of vaccines, which almost nobody knows. And especially these modern day journalists, so-called journalists, who write about science and vaccines, and they don't know anything about the history of medicine. It's rather alarming and quite shocking. So, you know, you look at like the early days of so-called vaccines, how they were developed. It's that people would notice that, you know, maybe one of their children got sick with some kind of a pox, you know, like a smallpox, let's say. And they would notice that if they would expose another child to the smallpox of the first child, that the other child would get sick, but that if they made it through the pox, they would recover and they would be immune, and then they could be around other children who have the pox, and they would be unaffected. They realized there was some kind of an active immune response to the disease that would make you immune. They didn't know how it worked because they didn't really understand the miracles of the immune system. Miracles is not really the right term. It's not like there's a magic wand being waved around in your body. It's just part of your blueprint. It's your genetics. It's your physiology. It's the wisdom of your cells, frankly. Your body can save your life, and it has done it countless times you weren't even aware of. Frankly, every time you had a flu or had a cold and you recovered, your immune system saved your life because that was either a bacterial strain or a viral strain trying to eat your body, by the way. That's what getting sick is. You start getting symptoms, the virus or bacteria, depending on what infected you, or maybe both. You could have a double dose, double whammy infection. Those are the fun ones. And it's literally trying to, you know, in the case of bacteria, eat you from the inside out, or in the case of viruses, take over all your cells and start producing nothing but viral DNA and RNA and so on, basically taking over your whole body and destroying you from the inside out. But you recovered from that because your immune system did its job. And when immune systems are fully functioning, and by the way, by some estimates, almost 25% of your body's DNA, or your cell's DNA, is related to surviving infections or bacteria, parasites, or viral infections. Up to 25% of your, or I should say, of the active portions of DNA. Not all DNA, because scientists still don't know what most of it's there for. It's a lot of discoveries yet to be made on DNA. Nevertheless, a huge portion of your genetic code is dedicated to your immune function, which is saving your life when you're exposed to something. So now, going back to history, what some rather observant sort of parents at the time, maybe they were scientists or medically inclined people, we'll just say it that way, they noticed that they could deliberately infect some children, usually their own children. They would experiment on their own children. They could infect their own children with this pox, and they could even take pus, literally from a cow, like a cow pox pus, a pustule, and they could take some of the liquid from the cow pox. I'm not making this up, by the way. This is the actual history of vaccines. And they could take some of that liquid, and they could slightly pierce the skin of their child with this cow pox pus liquid. And then the child would get the symptoms of the pox, and then they would recover, and then they would be immune to it. And so there were many, many cases where parents deliberately worked to infect their children with whatever pox was going around so that they could infect them under a controlled condition, where they had good rest, you know, maybe good nutrition, well, relatively good for the time, you know, relatively good sanitation, perhaps, you would hope, you know, wash your hands, people. don't slosh through the raw sewage before you walk into the living room and take your boots off. That kind of thing. You know, public sanitation was, by the way, a huge reason why epidemics were so bad, because of the lack of public sanitation. You know, in cities like New York and London, just raw sewage would just literally flow down the gutters of the street, just completely unprocessed, just actual raw sewage. And that's why you would have outbreaks of cholera, for example. Lots of diseases that are carried in raw human sewage. It's not a safe thing to have in your neighborhood. That's why now we flush it underground. And then, of course, it's turned into biosludge and it's spread on farms, but that's a different podcast. I'll explain that later. So, all right. So you have, if you deliberately infect your children, again, this is way back in the early history of vaccines. If you deliberately infect children with, let's say, a pox, and they overcome it, then they have this active immunity. And what's actually happening inside the body, and now we know this for sure, is that the immune system is creating a blueprint for the invading pathogen, which in that case was a virus, and it is building an internal database of sorts where the body remembers what that virus looks like or acts like, or really, more accurately, sort of how it behaves, what it bonds to, and so on, what attaches onto receptor sites in the cells of the body, and so on. Your body builds a blueprint, a database, and it can recognize that pathogen again for the rest of your life. So if it ever sees that pathogen again, it immediately starts to get rid of it. And so if you fast forward, you know, 150, 200 years, you get into sort of more modern medicine and you've got the vaccine industry that is still recognizing this simple idea that in order for a body to build immunity against a viral infection, it has to be exposed to the virus. This is essential to the entire vaccine industry as it exists today. You have to expose the body to the virus so that the body can build the antibodies and can recognize the virus and can get rid of it in the future. Now, this is called the rehearsal model of immunology. And there are problems with it. There are debates about the effectiveness of so-called attenuated viruses, where they weaken viruses. What they do today, see, they don't want to actually, you know, infect a child with smallpox, let's say. Actually, but the smallpox vaccine actually does infect them with smallpox. That's the not so funny part of this. But let's take measles. The measles virus is attenuated, which means it's partially denatured. The DNA of measles is, I'm describing this in layman's terms, so don't cite me for not being quite technical enough, but it is weakened usually with ultraviolet radiation exposure. So you take viruses, they're killed by sunlight because of the UV exposure. They're partially killed by relatively short-term UV exposure. You can break, I'll use a better term, they're nucleic acids of DNA. So if you partially denature those, then you weaken the virus and it's not quite as effective once it's injected into the body. It might not be as virulent, literally, or as dangerous to the child. So the theory goes that the child can then build an immune response to this weakened virus, and it's kind of like a rehearsal for the immune system, so that when the immune system encounters the real virus one day, it can conquer that virus without being, you know, sickened or even killed by it. This is the current accepted medical model of immunization. I just described to you what any doctor would describe to you. Hopefully I made it more exciting than your doctor would, or what any virologist or immunologist or scientist would describe to you. That's how they understand it works. Now, the amazing thing, what the vaccine industry got right, which is the point of this podcast, is that the vaccine industry understands one very, very important thing. The body builds the antibodies. It is your body that responds with an immune response and creates its own protection. The vaccine does not give you passive immunity. The vaccine does not inject you with antibodies. The vaccine does not give you protection. Nothing of the kind. The vaccine injects you with a weakened form of disease. And then your body recognizes that and builds its own defenses. And so it is the body's response that is what gives you protection, not the vaccine. The vaccine is the annoying intervention that your body sees as something that it never wants to encounter again. You got that? And so even though the vaccine industry doesn't describe its products or mechanisms in this way, that is exactly what it recognizes to be true about how these things work. Again, there's no vaccine that gives you immunity. Your body builds your immunity in response to exposure. Now, again, there's a lot of debate about whether the weakened virus is as good as the real thing, or even in the case of flu shots, often the flu strain that's in the flu vaccines is the wrong viral strain. It's not even the one that's circulating out there in the wild. So you can get a flu shot, and even if it, quote, works, you can still get the flu because the flu shot was really only good for last year's flu strain, you see, not this year's flu strain, which is a little bit different because viruses mutate, right? Basic viral natural selection at work. There are a lot of interesting things that you might not be aware of in terms of viruses, too. By the way, viruses that are the most successful in terms of penetrating the population or spreading, becoming pandemics, are viruses that have a very, very low kill rate, a long incubation period, and high transmission properties. In other words, they can be shared easily. They spread from one person to another easily, but they have a very low kill rate. You know, a virus like Ebola that has a very high kill rate is actually very easy, relatively easy to stop, because it kills its hosts before they have the chance to spread the virus to many other victims. Whereas a low fatality virus has a completely different profile, where it spreads easily and it doesn't kill people, so they continue to spread the virus because, you know, living people spread viruses better than dead people. So now you might say, well, wait a minute, Mike, so what's wrong with the vaccine industry? Why are you always criticizing the vaccine industry? Well, it's because of the other toxins they put in the vaccines. So you got to understand that this idea of getting chickenpox, you know, exposing your child to chickenpox so your child can build immunity against chickenpox, there's nothing wrong with that. That's scientifically valid. And frankly, the easiest way to do that is to just have a chickenpox party and have a chickenpox kid come over and expose all the other kids to the chickenpox. And then they build their own immunity. You don't need to jab them all with needles and inject them with mercury or human fetal cells or other weird things that are in vaccines, you see. And chickenpox is almost never fatal anyway. It's like, we all had it when we were kids, people my age. We never had a chickenpox vaccine. We just got the chickenpox. You know, 2 days later, after you're done scratching yourself silly, you know, you're fine. You're cured. You don't need a chickenpox vaccine. It's no big deal. But today, oh man, they're all getting vaccinated. What goes along with the vaccines, that's what I have an issue with. There's mercury in a lot of vaccines, not the chickenpox vaccine, but flu shots contain mercury, which is a known neurotoxin, very damaging to the brains of developing children and infants too, because it's given to pregnant women. Like, who would inject pregnant women with mercury? You got to be insane to do that, but that's what the vaccine industry does today, because they are insane. They're the anti-science quacks, by the way. You know, they like to call me anti-vaccine or sometimes anti-science. Here I am citing the actual science of immunology and pointing out it's also a scientific principle that you should not poison children with mercury. Yet they're the ones poisoning children with mercury, and they claim to be on the side of science? Yeah, right. They're insane. I guess maybe they love, I don't know, harming children for some reason. Weird, perverted people. But anyway, it's not just mercury. It's also human fetal tissue cells. So There's a very close relationship between Planned Parenthood and the vaccine industry. As you know, Planned Parenthood mostly does abortions, and when they do these abortions, they do what's called partial birth abortions. I'll try not to make this too overly gross. They kill a human baby that's almost born, and they harvest the body parts for, quote, scientific research. And these body parts, including brains, kidneys, and livers, and so on. I mean, okay, try not to make it too gross. They sell them to biotech companies. The biotech companies sell them to vaccine manufacturers. And the lungs are one of the tissues that are used by vaccine manufacturers. So they take aborted baby lungs from Planned Parenthood, and they use them to grow, you know, chickenpox virus. By the way, if you think I'm making this up, by the way, this is all, you can read all this yourself on the Merck Varicella. It's called the Verivax vaccine insert sheet. Varicella is another name for chickenpox. It's all listed right there on the vaccine insert sheet. I've listed this on naturalnews.com, linked to the FDA document and the CDC's document, everything. It's all right there. None of this is fiction. So what they do is they grow the chickenpox vaccine in the aborted fetal tissue, the lung tissue from aborted babies. And then they take that and they put it into guinea pig tissues, actual guinea pigs, you know, like the little creatures. They use guinea pig tissues for that, yeah. And then they take that and they put that into human diploid cell lines, which are also derived from aborted fetuses. I think the two cell lines are called WI-38 and MRC-5. And those fibroblasts, human diploid cell lines, are used by the vaccine industry for the simple reason that they grow a tremendous mass of chickenpox infected tissue from a very small starting mass. In other words, if you're in the vaccine industry and you want to make a large vat of like chickenpox infected viral goo, you got to start with little baby parts because the baby parts are primed to replicate. That's what babies do. They grow rapidly, you know, and the aborted baby tissue is the fastest growing tissue that you can find. And so that's what they do. They just call up, you know, Planned Parenthood or one of their companies like, send me over, you know, some black baby lungs, because it's mostly African-American children that are, you know, aborted by the abortion. And let's be honest, they do it. They target the black neighborhoods. It's very kind of a sick genocidal thing that they do, but it's true. They do that. And so, you know, the vaccine company's like, send me over some black baby lungs, because we got to make some chickenpox vaccine and blend up, you know, that lung tissue and everything so we can inject it into, you know, basically white babies, because that's who's getting most of the vaccines, is like the white parents. You know, they're the ones like, you must get a vaccine, little Johnny, because we were told it's the right thing to do. I've actually gone way out of my way. Well, I've gone to great lengths, I should say, to expose the genocidal elements of the vaccine industry, how they target black babies. And so does the abortion industry, also targeting black babies. So there is a whole horrifically, you know, racial overtone element to all of this that's completely genocidal. By the way, just telling you, because I promised I would give you the straight facts here on all of this. So there it is. So once they grind up all of the diseased tissue, remember, let's back up for a second here. Remember that the thing that the vaccine industry got right was understanding that in order for a child to build immunity, the child has to be exposed to the disease, right? That's a fundamental principle of vaccines and immunology. That's how it works. Every doctor will tell you the same thing. This is what they were taught in medical school. So to inject children with chickenpox vaccines all across America, I don't know how many tens of millions of vaccines are given to children, you got to grow like massive vats of chickenpox infected tissues that are derived from aborted babies. And that's what they do. And then they add to that MSG. So MSG is listed as one of the excipients that's in the chickenpox vaccine. Yeah, like monosodium glutamate. Or I think it's monosodium L-glutamate. And then there's also fetal bovine serum. So they also take aborted baby cows and they extract blood serum components from the cow abortions, and they use that in the vaccine as well. So you've got the human baby, aborted human baby lung cells. You've got the guinea pig cells. You've got the WI-38 human fetal tissue cell lines and the MRC5. And then you've got the bovine aborted baby cow blood serum. And then you've got the MSG. And then people ask me, what do I have against vaccines? I'm not down with grinding up some babies and injecting them into other babies. That's not cool. I think you should just have a chickenpox party, frankly. And at your chickenpox party, amazingly, you don't have to blend up little babies like the vaccine industry does. Isn't that amazing? You can just have a fun little chickenpox party and children can just get the chickenpox and then they can experience the chickenpox healing effect, which actually is stronger than any vaccine can possibly give you, because now we're talking about the real live virus, not the fake or altered, adulterated virus that's in the vaccines. And so you're going to have a stronger immune system result, and you didn't have to kill any partially born babies and harvest their lungs in order to make that happen. You see the difference. So the vaccine industry is absolutely right about the fact that you have to expose a child to the virus in order for that child to build its immune response. But the vaccine industry is wrong in saying that you have to grind up other little babies and take their body parts and grind up little cow fetuses and grow vats of viruses and add toxic chemicals like MSG and then inject that into a child. That's where they're off the rails. Totally off the rails. So in my opinion, if they made a chickenpox vaccine that was nothing but the chickenpox, it might not be that bad, frankly. It'd kind of be like just hanging out with the chickenpox party kids. But the fact that they put all this other stuff in it is what is pretty sick, frankly, and kind of like beyond gross and a little bit genocidal. And if you're a vegetarian or a vegan and you don't even eat animal parts, like you don't eat flesh, but you're injecting it into your child. You're injecting like human baby flesh derived components into your baby, but you won't feed them a ham or something. I mean, no wonder so many vegetarians and vegans are like, I'm not vaccinating my child with other baby parts. That's insane. So you see what I'm saying? The vaccine industry could make so-called clean vaccines. Vaccines where they have no aluminum, no mercury, no fetal tissue, baby parts, ground up little aborted cow fetus cell lines and all that stuff. They don't have to put that in there. They just do that because it's the most profitable way for them to grow large volumes of this virally infected material. It's all profit for them. So, and hey, what the hell? There's like Planned Parenthood abortion factories running 24/7. All across America's inner cities anyway. There's like an abundance of aborted fetal tissue for these vaccine companies. They probably don't even have to pay very much, you know? How much is a pair of aborted lungs from a baby from Planned Parenthood today? How much is it? Like $50? You know, that's the value that the abortion industry puts on a child. It's like $75 for the head, the brain, you know, maybe $50 for the lungs. I don't know. You add it up. I mean, they might be pocketing, I don't know. Somebody's making $1,000 off that dead baby, right? If you part out all the organs to the sick medical industry and the sick vaccine industry, and then they're having like pizza parties at these abortion clinics that when they meet the quotas, they have sales quotas. Did you know that? So you walk in there, you know, and they try to talk you into having an abortion. It's like a sales quota, and they meet the abortion quota. They get like a bonus pizza party. Yeah, so they're having a pizza, like pepperoni pizza, while the aborted fetuses are going out the back door to make vaccines to be injected into their own children. It's like, this is the ecosystem. This is called recycling in the progressive medical community. Recycling, you see. Yeah, it's another kind of sick, sociopathic, genocidal, you know, insane situation. And again, it's mostly black babies that are aborted. I think the statistics say that a black woman is more than, what, five times more likely to have an abortion than a Caucasian woman. So it's just like black babies. Okay, don't get me started on that, because I could tell you so many examples of how black America is targeted by the medical system and the CDC and the EPA. It would just freaking blow your mind. You have no idea. You think Tuskegee was the worst of it? No, that's just the beginning. It's actual genocide being carried out against African Americans all over the country right now. And it's called medicine, you know, and it's called women's health. And it's called research. Yeah, you know what it is? It's actually genocide. That's what it actually is. Anyway, okay, I don't mean to get off on that tangent. I'm just here to tell you the vaccine industry is absolutely right about infecting a child, exposing a child to a virus. That's how you build immunity. My main issue is all the other toxic chemicals that go with that in the vaccine and how they grow that disease in the first place. Did you know that the smallpox vaccine, for example, what they do is they capture all these African green monkeys. Well, they're actually typically raised in cages in Africa. They import them from Africa. They're called African green monkeys. And they infect them with smallpox, and then they let the smallpox fester throughout their bodies, infecting their kidneys especially. And then they murder the monkeys, and they harvest their kidney organs, and then they grind those up in a blender. It's called a tissue homogenizer. And then they take the monkey kidneys with the smallpox in them, and then they process those and they refine them, and they purify the viruses and everything. They put that into the vaccine that's given to you for smallpox. So when you're getting injected with a smallpox vaccine, you're actually being injected with diseased African green monkey kidney cells. And again, this is also listed by the CDC. This is described right there on the virus insert sheets. This is not a conspiracy theory or anything like that. This is just straight science. This is how vaccines are made. Go back to the cowpox days and the pus from the cows and everything. You gotta grow the virus somewhere. Where do they grow smallpox? African green monkey kidneys. That's where they grow it. Where do they grow chickenpox? Aborted human fetal lung tissue. That's where they grow it. This is not made up. This is how it's done. This is how the vaccine industry operates. It's like, it's worse than a sausage factory. You know, they say you never want to know how sausage is made. Yeah, if you think that's bad, you never want to know how vaccines are made. Let me tell you the truth right there. You do not want to have a sneak peek into the vaccine factory. You don't know what you're going to find is like freaking African monkeys being bled out on a table and human abortion baby parts. Oh, look, we got another cooler in from Planned Parenthood. How many lungs are in this one? Yeah, it's pretty sick. It's like a scene out of a serial killer. Like Silence of the Lambs, basically, is what it is. Why am? It's not even funny. I shouldn't even be laughing. It's just sick. It's sick. It's like they're like serial killers. I mean, who do they hire, by the way, to chop up the babies and get the lung parts? Who's doing that? Not seriously. Who? What human being is willing to take a scalpel and take an aborted human baby and just sort of, you know, cut out the lung parts, say, we're going to use this to inject into other children. Like, really? Who does that job? I'm curious. I'm curious what kind of psychopath does that job. And are they serial killers on the side? Are they like vigilante serial killers? They roam Central Park looking to gut homeless people or something. And what else do they do when they're not cutting lungs out of aborted human babies? Are these the same people that are harvesting kidneys out of the African green monkeys too? it's kind of job security for them, I guess. As long as there's vaccines being made, there's always a demand for these tissues. It's kind of sick, beyond sick, if you ask me. So that's the issue I have with the vaccine industry. You might agree with me that that's something to be concerned about. Then again, I don't know. So many people are like pro-abortion, pro-abortion. They think of abortion as birth control. And they're just like, oh, hey, abortions are good. I'm so proud to have an abortion. These are the same people that line up. I'm proud of had my child injected with a vaccine. What if some of these women parents, what if their own aborted child is what was used to grow the vaccine that they just injected into another child? Wouldn't that be sick? It's like you got one child, but he's being injected with parts from your other baby that was harvested and then diseased and then multiplied and replicated and processed and blended up, homogenized, purified. Oh, man. Yeah, these people are sick. Worse than serial killers. I mean, the thing is, you can arrest serial killers because that's a crime, but all this vaccine stuff, it's all legal. You see the problem here? It's all legal. Yeah. And if something goes wrong, you can't even sue the vaccine company because they have legal immunity. It's like absolute legal immunity from any damage caused by any of this stuff. It's like, what happens if you get injected and there was some mystery virus in the fetal tissue, lung tissue cells, and you end up with this other virus that, I don't know, causes cancer, for example. What happens if that accidentally gets into the mix? Well, you just injected your kid with cancer. Oh, and by the way, that already happened to up to 98 million Americans in the polio vaccine. Yeah, they got injected with a simian cancer virus called SV40. Yeah, the CDC already tried to memory hole that story off their website. That already happened. Don't think that just because you're getting injected with chickenpox that that's the only viral strain in the vaccine. This is the other issue. They have no idea what else is in there. They have no idea. Do you think they test for every virus possibly known on the planet? No. They just test for the one they're looking for. Everything else is like viral baggage. It's along for the ride. And you get injected with it. You might be injected with hepatitis for all you know. Or some other or cancer virus. Or who knows what? Why do you think these vaccines sometimes cause like death? You know, heart failure, brain failure, neurological damage, asthma, spontaneous abortions, seizures, loss of consciousness. All these things are all listed on the vaccine insert sheets. These are known side effects. Why do you think these things happen? It's obviously something in the vaccine. It could be the chemicals, could be the mercury, the MSG, or maybe it's some of these other viral strains that they don't know are in there because, you know, the African green monkeys happen to be infected with, I don't know, HIV or something else. You don't know? They don't know either. What? They don't even have any incentive for quality control because they're not responsible for any of the damage. Remember, they're legally immune to lawsuits by an act of Congress. So what do they care? There's an extra 15 different viruses in the vaccine. Yeah, so what? What do they care? They might have just injected you with, you know, genital wart viruses for all you know. You don't know. You don't know what's in there. They don't even know what's in there. So, whatever. All right. Anyway, to sum it all up, yeah, I get the theory of immunization. No problem. I understand that theory perfectly well. But I also understand what they put into these vaccines and how they're made, and it's pretty sick stuff. And if you think you want to inject yourself or your child with ground up, like aborted baby and aborted fetal cow, bovine, whatever tissues, and heavy metals and MSG and all this other stuff, you should think again. That's crazy. Like I say, you'd be better off having a chickenpox party. Safer by far. Just have a chickenpox party. And no one has to die. That's the thing. That should be the bumper sticker. Just say no to the chickenpox vaccine. Have a chickenpox party, and no one has to die. That should be the bumper sticker right there. All right. Follow more news at vaccines.news. And also, of course, check out my main website, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing. And we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.